Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bush's Fresh Food Market. Calling all foodies, Bush's is hiring. Are you passionate about food, looking for growth, development, and excellent wages? Come grow with Bush's and apply online at bushes.com/join our team. That's Bush's, bushes.com/join our team.
From the Detroit Free Press, I'm Emma Stein with today's Free Press Voice Briefing. It's Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. Canada's COVID-19 travel restrictions are coming to an end. Beginning October 1st, there will be no more vaccine or testing requirements and no more enforced masking on planes. For Detroiters who live just minutes from the border, this marks the end of an era. Canada's public health agency cited high vaccination rates, plus low case numbers, hospitalizations, and deaths as the reasons for the change. But the government has also faced harsh criticism from some residents over its strict restrictions, including the truckers that protested on its borders earlier this year, blocking trade for days. The border first closed in March of 2020 and began a phased reopening in August of 2021.
I'm Alicia Anderson, a reporter with the Detroit Free Press. Oakland County prosecutors say a man who has spent nearly 25 years in prison was wrongfully convicted. During Anthony Kyle's murder trial in 1997, the prosecution contended Kyle started a fire in Pontiac that killed four people, including three young children. Kyle has always maintained his innocence. His case was re-examined by the county's Conviction Integrity Unit. Prosecutors have now concluded Kyle should be released from prison. The Conviction Integrity Unit hired an independent fire investigator to review Kyle's case. Prosecutors say that investigator determined the fire was not arson. The prosecutor's investigation also concluded the sole eyewitness lied when he told jurors he saw Kyle start the fire. A judge will be asked to set aside Kyle's conviction and release him from prison.
I'm Claire Hendrickson for the Detroit Free Press. Many incarcerated individuals in Michigan's jails have the right to vote. While Michigan excludes those serving out a sentence from voting, those awaiting or in the middle of trial have the right to vote, and those who have completed their sentence automatically have the right to vote restored upon release. But many eligible incarcerated voters don't know they have the right to vote or don't have the assistance they need to register to vote and request an absentee ballot, according to advocates. Some sheriffs have taken steps to help eligible incarcerated individuals in their custody vote. Others have provided little assistance, advocates say. But groups such as the Voting Access for All Coalition work with jails across the state to help more eligible incarcerated voters and those formerly incarcerated participate in elections, including in the upcoming November 8th midterm.
I'm Kirkland Crawford with the Free Press Sports Department, checking in on what can be done about the Michigan State football defense. The Spartans have fallen like a rock, losing their last two games, in part because they could not stop the run or the pass. Defensive coordinator Scotty Hazleton is starting to come under fire as the man chiefly responsible for these woes, many of which are the same from last season. On Tuesday, he spoke to the media and said his team is, quote, not super far away.
You know, when we go in there, we just look at things that we say, hey, we can do this and this better, you know, as we look at the overall stuff, you know what I mean? And the thing that we look at is there's a lot of plays out there that we say, gee, you know, if we were here, okay, this is things that we need to tighten up, and we need to look at those things. And that's what we've been working on throughout the week as we go. You know, it's something that you say, listen, as the next man's up, you know what I mean? You need to get that guy's experience as the last guy so that we can be tighter on things. You know, there's a lot of bang, bang plays out there that we say, dang, we just need to tighten up an alignment or tighten up a position or something like that. And then those bang, bang plays will be made, you know, and that's really what's been hurting us a little bit, you know, is the little details. It's the death by inches stuff as we line up.
Thanks to MSU for the audio. The Spartans visit a potent offense in Maryland on Saturday at 3:30 on Fox Sports 1.
For more stories from the Detroit Free Press, be sure to check out freep.com. That's freep.com. I'll see you tomorrow.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.